In Congo, a collective of creatives is actively engaged in bringing storytelling to life, whether on the streets, in theaters, or within the confines of home. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. A resource center, situated in Pointe-Noire, the country's economic hub, has been established with the purpose of training and equipping storytellers. On one particular evening, Nkombo, a comedian, captivates a small yet enthusiastic audience with his storytelling prowess. "I chose the art of storytelling to address what we can contribute to society. Storytelling transcends mere words, it encompasses body language, expression, and the musicality of the narrative, all of which deeply engage the audience," explained Nkombo. Prior to the establishment of the center, various initiatives such as the Festival de l'Oralite and Retour Ombongi were launched. These endeavors aimed to rejuvenate storytelling at a time when the tradition was waning in many African societies. Joris Mobiola, one of the architects behind these initiatives, acknowledges the efforts undertaken to mobilize people around storytelling in Congo. "What was lacking was a dedicated space, so my brothers and I established the Resource Center to serve as a laboratory for oral tradition here in Congo. My father already had an audience who eagerly gathered to hear his stories," shared Mobiola. As the world commemorates International Storytelling Day on March 20th, under the theme Building Bridges, a new generation of storytellers is fervently committed to preserving the African art of oratory. Ruth Moyabai, a student of storytelling under Mobiola, reflects on the profound impact of storytelling. "For me, storytelling is enlightening. It reveals one's mistakes, strengths, aspirations, and destination. It serves as fertile ground from which everyone draws inspiration." For Congo, International Storytelling Day offers an opportunity to contemplate how storytelling can be shared beyond the country's borders, allowing artists to earn a livelihood from their craft. It also presents a chance to reverse the trend, encouraging the younger generation to share stories with the elderly, ensuring that posterity listens and learns from the rich cultural heritage of storytelling. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.